And we're going to take a break from the elections right now to talk with NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik. At a time when many news sites, large and small, are chasing traffic with clickbait and social media shares, David has noticed a news site called The Conversation that hopes to satisfy an appetite for reliable information with a starkly different approach. The Conversation is based at Boston University, where we are also based. It draws upon a small staff of professional journalists editing articles by academics, and the idea is to unlock all that expertise for public consumption. David, welcome back.
Hey, thanks so much.
So how does this site work?
Well, it works, as you say, with a small cadre of paid professional journalists, about 9 folks, and they edit. Currently, they have 65 to 70 academic contributors around the country, in this country, to write about areas of their published expertise, that is, areas in which they actually have demonstrated authority and done research. Those professionals are not paid, but those articles are designed to inform the public, can be republished for free by other outfits. And the idea, much like public broadcasting itself, is to help inform the public in a civil way. I got to say, it's a fascinating thing. I first heard about it in 2012 when I was in Australia doing research on Rupert Murdoch for Stories and for my later book. But it satisfies this interesting need. In 2009, I did this thought experiment about what would happen if the Hartford Courant just went away. And I went to the president of Trinity College and I asked him, what would you do the next day if that state's largest newspaper disappeared? And he said, I think I'd write the most wonderful eulogy. And I'd say, my God, man, you've got the greatest intellectual expertise here on your campus for your entire city and region. What are you going to do? He didn't have an answer. This is their answer.
And how do they cover things like the elections yesterday?
Well, you know, you're not seeing the kinds of horse race that dominates a lot of states in battleground, newspapers in battleground states or in Politico or the Washington Post. You're seeing a selective look at issues. They are tracking issues like voter ID, questions of gambling initiatives, and I think they want to take a close look at how polling did, the accuracy of that. These are stories that you can find coverage of elsewhere. What they're trying to do is say, we're looking at academics who have made this part of their life's work to research and study closely, and then offer insight and expertise and translate it, you know, they hope, in a way shorn of academic jargon or formulation that wouldn't be particularly welcoming for a wider audience.
Yeah, just looking at the site right now, there's an article called Is Your Religion Ready to Meet ET by David Weintraub from Vanderbilt University. There's another one called Hardware Alone Won't Solve the World's Communication Problems. That's from Andrew Revkin at Pace University. So this is just a lot of people from a lot of different academic institutions contributing?
Well, yes. I mean, if you look at Andrew Revkin, you know, interestingly, he led for many years a team of reporters at the New York Times in covering climate change and the demands that energy consumption puts on the world and the world's population. And he has segued over at Pace. He's almost in some ways in the middle of that Venn diagram between journalists and academics. He sits at that central point. I think that's the vector that the conversation wants to fulfill, but they are looking to reach out to people. One of the things that they said is they want to make sure to reach people with different points of views and different approaches, but also different parts of the country. They don't want to be, although they're based in Boston with, of course, offshoots already established in the UK and in Australia, they want to make sure that different regions and outlooks are represented throughout this country as well.
And how big do they want to grow? Because I see right now their Twitter feed only has 745 followers.
Well, it's pretty modest. I mean, they only started in late October. They've had 58,000 unique visitors since their start, so not so much. But they think that there's an opportunity to do this. And I think there's some promise if you look at what has been done at Vox and 538 and other wonky sites that journalists have developed. Here they say we can have the academics behind that research that you see in these other sites do it for themselves.
NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik talking about The Conversation. We'll link to it at hereandnow.org. David, thanks.
You bet.